Until now, Pakistan was playing down reports regarding the activities of ISIL militants, but it finally broke its silence about the potential threat posed by the terrorist group.
Whatever news are coming with regard to ISIS presence, these are in a way exaggerated. As far as the ground situation is concerned, I don't find any real support for these kind of groups in Pakistan.
But Pakistan's former military ruler, General Musharraf, says the country needs to take the ISIL threat seriously.
It is a possibility of Daesh or IS presence in Pakistan. But that doesn't mean that it is those people who are sitting in Syria, in Iraq, will come here. It is the people here who show affiliation with them. Any wall chalking, anybody doing, will be done this and that. Get told, nip it in the bud before now it flows over you.
The presence of ISIL was first reported in November last year when intelligence reports revealed that the militant organization was recruiting fighters from Pakistan.
The recent arrest of a local commander of the ISIL from the eastern city of Lahore gave credence to reports about the presence of terrorist group in Pakistan. During investigations, the suspected ISIL operative confessed to have received funding from the United States.
Currently, there are several militant groups operating from Pakistan, and that, according to experts, provides ISIL an opportunity to exploit the situation. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.